is there an important transformation into action? And again, this show is Spirit in Action, that you hope people move toward as they wrestle with these texts.
Yes, I do hope that people will move toward action as they wrestle with texts. It is true that I'm intellectually interested in the study of the Bible, but my interests aren't only intellectual. And in fact, one of the reasons why I find the Bible so important to study is because for many people, even people who disagree radically with my own views about the Bible, the study of biblical texts is in some way linked to the ways in which they live in the world. Now, specifically when we're talking about things like ecology or eco-justice, I think myself that it would be wrong to say that the Bible gives us anything like a blueprint for environmental policy or anything like that. It was written a long time ago. It was written in a context very different from our own. And a lot of the problems that we face now with respect to the destruction of our environment would have been unimaginable to people living in ancient Israel or in the ancient Near East. What I do hope, however, is that people who wrestle with the text and the relationships that the text try to construct between God and humans and nature and animals and so forth, I do hope that it might serve to contribute to a kind of a, for want of a better word, biblically informed spirituality that can sustain people who are activists. Again, I don't think the Bible gives us a blueprint, but I think that our own sort of spiritual nourishing, the internal transformation that we need to undergo in order to be effective as agents of external transformation out in the world, I think that those internal transformations are helped by a lot of close and careful study and wrestling with the Bible.